Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Well, we are back at it again this Tuesday morning, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, but now we are in a brand new month. I'm hoping individuals had an opportunity to listen to last week's show, the countdown to July, the countdown to the 6 months remaining in 2019. If not, it's okay. You can always go back and listen to it. But today we are going to be talking about a topic called You Was Built for This, Go All In. Again, You Was Built for This, Go All In. A lot of times when we are building our businesses, when we are building our organizations, sometimes we get to that crossroad. And I really look at this period of time we're in right now. July is a crossroad month, because we have 6 months remaining. What are you going to do with the remaining 6 months? I hope you took the last couple of days in June to plan out your last six months. But if not, you have opportunity to do it this first week of July. You was built for this. Sometimes, you know, we go through different things in our life and challenges and situations, and it make us question and make a second guess. Was I made to manage my business? Was I made to start a business? Was I made to be a founder of my nonprofit organization? Was I made for this? Was I built for it? I say to you this morning, yes, you was built for it. You was built for this particular thing. You was built for this company to manage and to facilitate. And then not only for yourself, but you was built for it because you are going to then do what? Pour back into the lives of others. I say to you, go all in. And I say, when I say all, in every capacity of your life, right? So that way you can have a balanced life. A lot of times us as leaders, we're not living the most productive life because our life is out of balance, right? So how are you starting off your morning? How are you ending your night? What are you doing midday during the day as a leader to keep your mind stimulated? Personally, I love listening to motivational videos. I'm sure you do as well. And you may have your sub group of individuals that you go to, that you listen to. But what I submit to you, make sure you start your day fired up. If you're not fired up, I'm hoping you're going to get fired up from this radio podcast. That is my intent. That is the reason why I've been doing this radio podcast, Good Morning to the Leader in You, to help stimulate, to help motivate, to help encourage, to help inspire another leader out there to be their best self, right? Because if you're not operating your best self, then what are you operating as? What are you being? Who are you currently being? These are questions that you have to ask yourself, because you can't go all in if you're not even sure about who you are. Because if you go all in, you're going to go all in under a false identity. You're going to go all in under what someone else wants you to be. You're going to go all in masquerading as another person, but not your true identity. So I say to you today, take some time for this week to have some self-reflection. Even as we conclude, as we thrust in now the last 6 months of 2019, at the top of every month, do reflection. Have some time to reflect on you. Have time to reflect on where your business is. Have time to reflect on where you are personally, emotionally, spiritually. Like, where are you? Where are you as a leader? Sometimes we don't do our own personal checkups because we're always worrying about everyone else. But in order to be able to maintain, in order to be able to continue to stay afloat, we must have self-reflection time. We must have that time where we reflect and see what's working and see what's not working and see what we need to change, right? As a leader, that's going to be inevitable. So change is inevitable for anyone that is in a leadership capacity. You cannot get so used to just one thing or one way, because change is inevitable. If you are a leader and you're walking in any kind of leadership capacity, you have to be willing to embrace change. Another thing that I wanted to share today is that you're 1 minute away from your turning point in your business. You're 1 minute away. You know, as I was doing some things this morning, I had to do a coaching session before I started, and I was looking at the clock, and it was 8:59, 1 minute to 9 o'clock, and I saw the time as it shifted to 9 p.m., and I thought about my life. I thought about other leaders' lives that I'm connected to and all those that are listening to this show, live in both replay. And I said to myself, you know, we're all just 1 minute away from a turning point. Sometimes that 1 minute, that 60 seconds can feel like eternity. And sometimes we feel that we want to pump the brakes because we cannot see how we're going to get through that last 60 seconds, which is the gatekeeper between now and our future destiny, right? That 60 seconds is the gatekeeper between now and our future destiny. I want to say it again. The 60 seconds, you hear this now, the 60 seconds is the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper, what is a gatekeeper? It's something that tries to keep you out from something. It's a boundary point. The 60 seconds is the gatekeeper from the place of destiny that you are to go into. So my question to you is, are you going to last the 60 seconds? Are you going to last the 60 seconds? You know, individuals that's into boxing, you know, this weekend I had looked at some old throwback movies, Rocky, for those that some may be in and not, maybe not. But for me, when I watch those movies and I see how he's entering into the boxing ring, but even before he enters into the boxing ring, it's a mental thing that he has to psych his mind to prepare to before he even gets into the ring, right? And so these next 6 months, look at it as a state of preparation before we enter into 2020. How are you preparing yourself for 2020? What are you doing mentally? He also had to physically prepare himself before he got in that boxing ring. Daily, he had to wake up in the morning and consciously think. He also had to eat a different way, right? What are we digesting in our bodies? What do we feed in our minds? What do we feed in our body? Right? What are we taking in? What are we feeding our spirit? And so as we continue to move forward as leaders, as business owners, as founders of organizations, before we step into the ring of 2020, right? I'm going to say that again. Before we step into the ring of 2020, how are we preparing ourselves? How are we preparing ourselves for the match? How are we preparing ourselves for the match? How are we preparing ourselves for the next fight? Because understand, ladies and gentlemen, the fight isn't going to finish, and it's not going to be done this week because we cross over to a new year. And I think we all know that every new year, every year presents new, I'm going to say, opportunities for growth. You know, sometimes we say challenges, but let's switch it up for a second. Let's say opportunity for growth. So when those opportunities for growth present itself to you in 2020, because it's coming, the question is, we all have to ask ourselves, did we take these last 6 months to prepare ourselves? Did we take the last 6 months to prepare ourselves? Did we take the last 6 months to prepare ourselves, or did we kind of just veg out? What do we do? What do we do? Did we honestly take the last 6 months to prepare ourselves? Because if we don't take the last 6 months to prepare ourselves, we're not going to be equipped for what's about to come in 2020. We're not going to be equipped. We're not going to be ready. So going back to that movie concept, when I was watching the movie Rocky and I saw the mental just motions that he was going through, right? But then there were times there were naysayers, some that said he couldn't, he wasn't going to win the fight. One time his wife, she blatantly said, you can't win. What do you do when the closest person to you tell you you cannot win? What do you do? What do you do? How do you process that? You know, and even in that scene, I remember, you know, he still went forward. And then later on, she came to meet him where he was doing his training before the fight, and she joined him. But the thing is, he didn't stop. Because she said you can win. How many of us stop because somebody tell us we can't build this business, we can't be the founder of an organization, you don't got the resources, you don't have the education, you don't have the knowledge, you don't have the certification? How many times do we stop because somebody told us we can't win? How many times have we done it? Because we believe the lie rather than the truth. We believe the lie versus what we know we're called and destined to. Good morning to the leader in you. This morning you are tuned in to Good Morning to the Leader in You. This is Catherine, your host. I've been, you know, doing this show for a couple of years now, and it is definitely dear to my heart because I know a lot of times leaders, we are growing, we deal with different challenges, and I think it's important to pour back into the lives of leaders, pour back into where we are, pour back into our growth and development. Essentially, these Tuesday mornings is a personal development time. Just carve out every Tuesday, 30 minutes, carve out the time, plug in, tell other leaders about it. As we are building and as we are growing into who we truly are, taking off the mask and becoming who we are. Last week, I had read excerpts from my book, and today I'm going to do the same and a little bit read different excerpts from the book, because what I want to do is make sure that our mindset is in position for 2020. So these next several months on Tuesdays, a lot of what we're going to be dealing with is the mindset. A lot of what we're going to be dealing with is talking about how to prepare your mindset for 2020, how to prepare your business, your organization. If you do have other individuals that's working with you in your team structure, plug them in to what we're doing on Tuesday mornings. If you can't catch it live, you can also listen to the replay line. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/leaderinyou. And again, the U is just the letter U, not the whole word spelled out. If you want to check out my website, go to katherinetrotta.com. That's katherinetrotter.com. And so I'm just so excited for everyone that's plugging in this morning. I'm excited for those that's going to be plugging in later. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your destiny. I'm excited for your purpose. I'm excited for where you're going. I'm excited for where I'm going. You know, the reason why is because I know this current moment that we all may be facing, whatever it may be, in your personal life, your professional life, your business life, I know that this is not the end. This moment is not the end. And a lot of times situations can become so bleak that we think it is the end, but it's truly not. So I say to you this morning that's listening live, that's listening later, this is not your end. You was built for this. Go all in. You know, I was speaking to different individuals on yesterday. I told them these next 6 months, I'm going all in with my business. Like blinders on, tunnel vision. I don't hear nothing, anything that's going to distract me. I don't see you distractions. I'm going to knock them down if they come my way. And I tell you, you knock those distractions down if they come your way. This is the time to ignore the distractions. This is the time if you need to speak up and stand up to those distractions and put it in its place so it can be done and over with, maybe you need to do that. Whatever it is you need to do, you need to do that because you got 6 months to make it happen. I don't know what that whatever it is, whatever to make it happen you need to make happen, you got 6 months to do it. You got 6 months to do it. You don't have your entire life to do it. You got the next 6 months. You got today, in fact, because tomorrow is not promised. What are you going to do with today? How are you going to manage your day? I put a post up on my Instagram page, and it talked about commanding your day. Are you going to command your day, or are you going to let your day drift and get away from you? So many times people say, well, you know, the day just got away from me. How does the day just get away from you? That means you wasn't intentional about your day. Your day can't just get away from you unless you allow it to get away from you. A 30-day period in a month cannot just get away from you. Oh, man, a whole month went by. I didn't hit none of my goals. Well, why didn't you hit any of your goals? Why did a whole month go by and you didn't hit any goals? Why is that? You're not being intentional. So I speak to you this morning to be intentional. I speak to you this morning to set up a game plan and stick with it. I speak to you to create a strategic plan. Now, you might need some assistance with that if you've never done one, or maybe you need someone to review what you do have. Send me an email, ct@katherinetrotter.com. Again, that's ct@katherinetrotter.com. One of the things that I know has helped me tremendously as I've been building my organization, as I have been building my business model since 2002. I started with my nonprofit, House of New Beginnings, for those that may not know, back in 2002. And we gained our 501c3 status, which we have maintained to present date. So 2019, 2002, that's a huge stretch. Been going 16, 17 years hard. And then we just started the Speak Life Tour back in 2013 as an open mic mixer, which now has turned into a national tour. This is the sixth year of the tour. I'm saying this this time period for a reason. So when I talk about you was built for this and going all in, I'm talking about you got to go all in over a period of time. You can't just start something and quit because it doesn't look good. There were many times over this past 17 years of my personal journey of developing my organization, developing my business, starting my consulting business back in 2007, right? So you have to stick it and stay. You have to build the model for long term. You cannot just build something that doesn't go right and you're ready to close up shop and say, well, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I didn't hear the voice of God. Maybe, you know, we are going to have moments of opportunity to challenge us. Look at it as a challenge to grow you, growth opportunities. If you never come to an intersection in your life that is challenging, how will you grow? You won't grow. You know, and a lot of times, you know, I have to do a self-reflection and say, okay, this is where I am. This is the situation I'm dealing with. How do I process this? Why am I in this current situation? Why? What am I supposed to get out of this current situation? Because I'm not going to yield to the situation and just, you know, roll over and be like, oh, woe is me. That's not going to happen. So then what do I need to do? Sometimes we need to detox. I'm about to read a snippet from my book. It says detox, shed, release, now detox. The poison that tried to kill your vital organs has been flushed out. The flushing process is vital for you to regain strength, vitality, joy, peace, and the release of intuitive thinking. I want to talk about that for a second. What is intuitive thinking? Where's your creative flavor? Sometimes we have so much creative energy, creative flavor, creative juices, however you want to say it. But then it dries up. And we say, you know what, that part of me is dead. I don't know what happened to it. We wake up one morning and we're dead inside. We're dead men walking, right? We're alive. We're breathing physically, like naturally, but we're dead on the inside because we allowed our dreams to die. The intuitive thinking that you once had, the creative thoughts that you once had is no more. Because we allow life to contaminate our mind, to contaminate that creative being that of who we naturally are. I'm going to say it again, detox, shed, release, now detox. The poison that tried to kill your vital organs has been flushed out. The flushing process is vital for you to regain strength, vitality, joy, peace, and the release of intuitive thinking. I want to share some affirmations with you this morning. Strength. I am strong. The stones that have been thrown at me have not bruised me to the point that I cannot get back up. Vitality. I am rejuvenated and I got my fight back. Joy. The joy I have is not connected to another person. It is innate and comes from a source within me. Peace. The moment of rest has now entered into my being. My busy mind is now quiet and racing thoughts have ceased. The fog has lifted. And I have clarity. How many times individuals are not able to sleep at night? How many times we have racing thoughts and our mind just won't cease? I can throw my hands up. I've been there. And it is because my mind is going a mile a minute and I'm thinking about too many things. And I need to just say, Catherine, you know what? You need to relax. Catherine, you need to be easy and trust in God. I am a believer and I know at the end of the day, God is going to fight my battle. There's another affirmation that says intuitive thinking. My creative juices are flowing again, and I can see the vision clearly. Destiny is undergoing her metamorphosis to turn into a butterfly. There are phases in our life. Oh, my gosh. There are phases to a caterpillar before it becomes a butterfly, just as in our life we have phases. What are the phases you going through right now? What phases are you going through, right? What are you listening to? I want to go back to that. That I said at the top of the show, what are you listening to? What are you digesting, right? Just as in our life, we go through different changes. Don't be afraid of the changes. We have to embrace change. That's one thing I know that is a huge difficulty with some individuals is embracing change. I'm going to be getting ready to close out. Today was just going to be a 20-minute segment, but I want to share this piece from the book. Now is the time to be released of the hurt of your past. Your past no longer has a hold over you. The prevailing pain is only an ability to let go of the past. The scenes of your past that you continue to play over and over in your mind are only a mirage. As you read this book, be prepared to go through a shedding process. I read a snippet of this last week, and I'm reading it again intentionally. And it says, don't wander another second, another minute, another hour, another day, another week, another month, another year on what you could not fix. The past has happened, but the future is still to come. Press in, break through, and be set free. Be set free, leaders. Leaders that's listening to this show live and later, you was built for this. You know what the this is. You fill in the blank. And I know what I'm going to need you to do, not for me, but for you, I'm going to need you to go all in this month of July. In fact, I need you to go all in today, July 2nd. I'm not sure how you started off the month on July 1st. Maybe you didn't start it off the way you wanted it to. It's okay. Today could be July 1st for you. Start over. Go all in. And I'm going to see you at the top. Check me out next Tuesday, 9:30 a.m. New show, new conversation. I'm going to see you at the top.